Lesson 1. Listening B. American parents are bugging their children's telephones, installing secret cameras in clock radios, and sending strands of hair retreat from pillows for analysis at drug laboratories. They are resorting to Cold War espionage techniques and science to fight drug and alcohol abuse, which many turned into a way of life during their hippie days a generation ago. Baby boomers are hiring companies to bring sniffer dogs into their homes to track down traces of dope. Radio shops sell home surveillance equipment. Telephone bugs cost £20, and you can buy chemical analysis kits on the internet for £45 if you want proof, from the hair in your daughter's comb, for example, that she is taking drugs. Aerosol sprays and special chemical-soaked cotton wipes, as simple as home pregnancy kits, are available to see if there is cannabis or other narcotic residues on car seats or other surfaces. Parental spies run the risk, if caught, of destroying the remnants of trust in their relationship with their children. But the trend is growing. Most American teenagers have telephones and televisions in their rooms, and many have computers and internet access. Parents feel that they should be able to get to their children, even surreptitiously, because the rest of the world does.